Quickly, just to introduce myself, my name is Dominic Spada. I am a research officer with the International Center for Knowledge Resilience, which is a joint venture between the Institut Min Telecom Business School and the University of Technology in Sydney. And I am part of the implementation team for EESF at IMTBS. And so to quickly run through the second work package for EESF on discovery and research. So I'll go through an overview of the work package and present to you all some of the findings from this work package and from the outputs that we've developed, and demonstrate how this is impacting not only the project itself, but also some of the broader impacts from the research that we've done. And so this work package had the principal aim of providing at minimum 40 professors, lecturers, and other associated teaching staff with, as George mentioned, motivation, knowledge, capacity, and a willingness to integrate SDGs into engineering courses. And so we collaborated with Wind Energy Ireland on this work package to implement it. So we at IMTBS established the work plan and the methodology, coordinated the outputs and dissemination of the different aspects of the work package, as well as developing the discovery report. And Wind Energy Ireland assisted us with the development of the embedding sustainability competences report, as well as handling a lot of the research analysis and analysis from the outputs of the earlier parts of this work package. And so the discovery report, so we have two main outputs from this work package: the discovery report and the embedding sustainability competences research report. And so the discovery report was framed by the European Green Deal, and as well as the 26th UN Climate Change Conference, and showcases principally 10 examples in the ways in which different topics across engineering curricula can interact with the sustainability agenda, both from a regional perspective in the European Union, as well as more of a global perspective across the United Nations sustainability agenda, in particular in relation with climate neutrality and the SDGs, as well as showing improving an understanding of the relationship between the Sustainable Development Goals and the most pressing engineering-related challenges and opportunities. By providing perspectives and good practice examples from different actors across policy, industry, and social impact organizations. And the sustainability competences research report, which was designed as an actual publishable academic article, identifies, catalogs, and appraises the approaches that are currently being undertaken by different higher education institutions for sustainability education, as well as highlighting best practices and gaps between practice and needs within industry, and follows up on some previous work done by one of our partners, which I'll mention in the next slide, and really aims to understand which sustainability competences are currently being taught in educational institutions and whether these meet the needs of both students within their programs, as well as the labor market expectations for what these students have coming out of their education. So from a methodological standpoint, we expand on previous work done by UPM, one of our other partners, who had already done some local work in Spain on understanding sustainability competences in engineering education, on what's taught, how it's taught, and whether that's meeting the labor market needs. And so our approach really builds off of kind of their approach and expands it to a more regional perspective. And so we started off with literature reviews from each partner to understand the current state of the art on the Sustainable Development Goals, as well as engineering education, providing a theoretical grounding for our next steps, including our data collection, where we conducted 53 interviews across Atlantic Technological University, UPMP Porto, IMTBS, and WEI, targeting engineering faculty, leadership within HEI's vocational education providers, accreditation bodies, and industry perspectives, using semi-structured interviews to allow some flexibility in the questioning and allow us to really dive deeper onto the state of the art, onto best practices. And subsequently, we transcribed all of the interviews and coded them to identify the core themes. And as would be expected within things like this, these were all done anonymously and followed standard interview protocols. From a more broad perspective, some of the things that we discovered was that despite the fact that students and industry are strongly interested in incorporating sustainability into engineering education, there are the integration of these concepts into different engineering programs varies very broadly across higher education institutions, both within countries and across countries. With some education, some institutions do demonstrate some systemic integration, in certain institutions, quite a deep systemic integration of sustainability initiatives. Others really only have a partial or very ad hoc initiatives for integrating these concepts into their education. And most HEIs are at very different stages of integrating sustainability into engineering programs. And while many lack a very standardized approach to ensure consistent integration across all programs, this also starts from a higher level as well, from national planning and educational planning initiatives from various governments, where they don't have consistent and standardized approaches for embedding sustainability into educational programs. And we also noted four challenges to embedding sustainability in engineering education. Firstly, institutional barriers, where limited resources and financial constraints, as well as limited coordination between research and institutional goals, obstruct the integration of sustainability into engineering education from the faculty level. There's a disconnect between expertise and course content, where faculty may have the expertise to integrate, but they don't, or alternatively, they don't have the expertise and don't feel comfortable teaching specific content that are already included in a specific course, as well as there's subjective and this subjective teaching without the proper expertise can really hinder student learning. From a systemic or an industry perspective, and this industry needs, there's a misalignment between academic outcomes and industry expectations for graduates, where students emerge with competences that they don't, they either don't need, or they emerge without the required competences. And from a systemic level, there's a need to further elaborate or develop different policy goals and different changes and support for sustainability education and engineering programs. And even more broadly, there is a general resistance to change, both from a political perspective as well as from an institutional perspective, to integrate sustainability even further into their programs, as well as a lack of incentives for embedding sustainability at an institutional or academic level. And finally, an incomplete or non-existent standards at national and regional levels, which I have already touched on. In the discovery report, we identified a number of good practices, just to highlight a few of them really quickly, from practical and community-oriented approaches We had students engaging in real-world sustainability challenges or engaging in service learning and other forms of community engagement. Competency-based approaches level, we have sustainability-related competences embedded across different disciplines using different competency frameworks, such as the UNESCO SDG competency framework. Application-based learning was quite popular, actually, across different institutions, where hands-on experiences through internships or project-based learning within classrooms, integrated sustainability, as well as using different kinds of capstone projects, whether that be papers or actual, other forms of projects to embed sustainability, as well as using digital tools, such as simulation tools for energy performance, life cycle assessment, and other forms of digital and mathematical modeling as part of engineering education. And from the embedding sustainability competences report, we highlighted four different objectives, as well as three different recommendations. The first objective of the sustainability competences in HEIs, where HEIs truly aim to develop technical and non-technical skills, as well as a need to approach integrating sustainability from a more consistent level, where approaches to integrating sustainability may be quite varied and influence these, the outcomes in a very different way. For the second objective, with practices for teaching sustainability, where common practices include curriculum redesign, group projects, internships, etc. In the use of tools like digital SDG badges and carbon accounting can actually support sustainability education in engineering programs. Objective three, the strengths of HEI practices, where institutional frameworks and governance can support systemic sustainability integration. We must go further to integrate these institutional frameworks and develop institutional frameworks to further support sustainability integration. And multidisciplinary and interdisciplinary approaches can foster collaboration and practical SDG solutions. And finally, the fourth objective, where deficiencies in practices, where barriers include financial constraints, resource limitations, and a lack of faculty training, as well as different skills gaps between graduates and industry expectations, particularly in practical experience and in soft skills. And moving from these objectives into how we can implement these various changes, where to strengthen institutional frameworks and promote interdisciplinary learning, revise different curricula to integrate SDGs across the different disciplines and foster critical thinking and problem solving, and finally to collaborate with industry to redesign programs, enhance real-world training, and support project-based learning. And to quickly conclude here, the next couple of slides with our couple of impacts on the project. Firstly, where we've our project follows SDG 12 on sustainable consumption and production as a foundation, as well as building on ABET guidelines in the United States. And so we see three different ways in which the findings from this work package impact our project. Firstly, using mindset shift, promoting systems thinking, ethics, and a multidisciplinary collaboration as the foundation of engineering education. Providing knowledge and skills development, where we define the technical and transversal competences that need to be embedded across curricula. And so the discussion on work package three will demonstrate how this came into effect. and immediate impact, where we build educator confidence, align curricula with the sustainable development goals, and strengthen students' practical sustainability skills. And so we provide, through this work package, the evidence base for the design and implementation of the training materials for Package 3. And you can see the two diagrams here on this slide are kind of the models that we followed. The first was one that was developed by another initiative in the United States for embedding sustainability into engineering education. And the bottom one was our initial framework for the initial modeling for how we embed sustainability into engineering education, which framed our approach for Work Package 3. And finally, broader impacts.
Sorry, Dominic, I'm just drawing your attention to time.
Yep,
but go ahead.
Up very, very quickly with some final thoughts here. So we've developed these open educational resources based on identified needs and successful models to improve educator confidence in teaching sustainability competences, enhance alignment of engineering curricula with sustainable development goals, and provide students with the practical sustainability skills for real world applications. And you can find all of these resources that we've developed throughout this work package on our website and on our social media pages. Thank you very much for all of your time. And we look forward to the next set of presentations coming up.